I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A judge in state Supreme Court today, Justice Emilio Colaiacovo, granted a temporary restraining order on the $1 billion Kensington Expressway project in Buffalo's East Side neighborhood, and the New York State Department of Transportation will not be allowed to begin work on the project until an October 25th hearing on the matter. What is your general thoughts overall in terms of the decision today?
I think that it's a just decision. I think that he made a very studied decision, and it follows the facts and the law. I think it's fair, and I think it gives an indication of better things to come.
When it comes to the overall decision, you were kind of explaining a little bit before we started this interview. Just what do you feel is part of this lawsuit against the state DOT that gives your side and the coalition side the advantage when it comes to what you guys are fighting with this project?
Well, number one, they just didn't act in accordance with the law. They didn't act in accordance with the procedures they should have as a Type 1 action under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, SEQR. So they were acting illegally. The decisions and the determinations that they made were based on already a biased viewpoint. They weren't looking objectively, they weren't looking at the facts, and they weren't looking at a way that they really, you know, were in the concern and expressed the interest of the people that live in and around the project area, number one. And then the whole community as a whole, the city of Buffalo, not an East Side issue, it's a Buffalo issue, it's a Western New York issue.
So are you planning on being in attendance for the October 25th hearing to present your thoughts on what should be done with the Kensington?
I will definitely be there on the 25th. And actually, as a matter of record, my thoughts are very simple. They need to restore Humboldt Parkway. They need to restore the best design transportation grid in the country. They need to invest in the project area, the disadvantaged communities on either side of it. They just need to do the right thing, to spend that money in a way that is to the good of everybody in Western New York. None of us need extra taxes to pay for some billion-dollar boondoggle that's going to some out-of-state mega construction company to start with. So, yeah, I'll be there to say just do the right thing, do it the right way, and we will all benefit from it.
I think from Monday's press conference that the coalition had, and also from what we understand here in our newsroom, there really wasn't a clear idea of when the project was going to actually start, when the groundbreaking was going to happen. Is there a little bit of sense of relief with the coalition now, knowing that that's not possible now, at least until this October 25th hearing?
Well, the problem is that these guys have been doing everything they can to make the construction imminent prior to a fair hearing in court. And what they were doing is they've advertised a request for qualifications. They've done it as a design build project, something with no guardrails, something to proceed as quickly as possible to get the work started. Yeah, this is huge. This is a huge victory for the people of Western New York and for fair process and for the Green Amendment, and for it's the right thing to do. The judge did the right thing today.
Terry, anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
You know, we really appreciate, and I tell you, what I think has made all the difference in the world is the fact that the local media has been on top of this situation from the start, and it's exposed sunshine is the best disinfectant. And I think that's what we're seeing here, the results of that it's remained in the public eye, that they won't be able to do these shady deals in the dark that benefit people that and follow the money. So, yes, all I'm saying is I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the media being on top of this, and I'm looking for the right thing to happen.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.